Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 59.
La bière belge et la merde.
For shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That was our SADT translator, Bruno.
Hey, Bruno. And we're Thanks, man.
We're starting right off the bat with a contest.
Yes. Dude, awesome contest.
If you could figure out what the name of this show translates to in English, you're going to win beer coasters.
There's going to be a little hint. Just think of the show's beer theme. That'll give you a little kickstart.
And if you go into the show notes, the name is in the language. So happy searching over there on Google Translator and whatever else you use.
Don't give them too much, man.
You guys can figure it out. You're listening to a damn podcast, all right? So here's what your prize is. It's a 100-pack of Delirium Nocturnum beer coasters.
It's got the little pink elephant on it and the old Delirium Nocturnum logo.
And a pink elephant.
Indeed, my friend.
So there you go. One beer coasters. We'll ship them to you. If you want us to sign it, we'll sign it too.
100 of them, man.
You can use them for parties.
It's a big stack. Or you can hit somebody over the head with them. They're all like shrink-wrapped and...
Or, now, not that we encourage the use of firearms while drinking and listening to our show, but you could throw them up in the air and shoot them with something.
Actually, I'd like to shoot through these.
You know what you could use with that? I bet you if you get a really strong rubber band gun or a potato gun. You know what?
I have two potato guns, man.
And the potato gun and launch it. Not that we're suggesting this.
Won't fit in the potato gun, at least not mine.
Oh, it'll fit into the one I made in college. So there you go. There's your chance. Win some
SIDT free shit, baby. Yeah.
Go to the contest section of shouldidrinkthat.com. It's up there on the top navigation bar. Look for contests, and you can be a winner of beer
100 coasters.
Be the envy of all your friends, because these aren't available to the public unless you steal them.
Yes.
Like we did. From a bar.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't actually steal them one at a time, but, you know.
Well, of course, we stole them one at a time, then we cellophaned them. And
we acquired them there in bulk.
All right, without further ado, what is our first beer this evening?
Our first beer is...
Bière de miel.
Thank you, Bruno.
Thanks, Bruno. Bière de miel.
If you haven't been able to figure it out yet, we don't have a French accent, and we butcher pretty much everything, including the English language.
Well, the Belgian beers I have the hardest time with, I think.
Yeah, so Mr. Bruno there is going to help us out with a few of these tonight.
It's actually, if I could interject, it's actually Bière de miel biologique.
Oh, good job. Bruno, is he saying that right?
It's a yeasty thing, biological...
Don't look at me like that. Bruno, is he saying that right?
Bière de miel.
Bière de miel.
Yeah, he got that part down. Which, congratulations, you got that. So it's...
your biologique.
Bière de miel biologique.
Biologique, right. Biologique, see?
Really?
He's got the accent, man.
Bière de miel biologique.
Thank you.
I win.
You win a coaster.
I do.
SIDT contest, you now get 99 coasters.
Yeah, contest right off the bat, man. How about that?
Oh, that means no one's going to listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's sad.
You're lost.
All right, man. Let me open this puppy. You want to tell the peeps a little bit about this beer, bro?
Absolutely. The Bière de miel biologique. Nice. That's a good sounding little pop there.
Thanks, Bruno.
Which basically means beer with honey. It's a top fermentation beer with re-fermentation in the bottle. Already in 1880, this honey beer was a speciality of our farm brewery. Oh, I can't. Why did I get this one? Remier de Rier. Bruno, we need your help on this one, buddy. I'm sure you've probably been there before.
Remiaux Duridur.
Is that how you would say that?
No.
Rimo de Rider.
What he said. We'll go with that. A very well-known and awarded... with many prizes on various agricultural exhibitions, when the family DuPont, they're everywhere. We were having this conversation earlier. Took over the brewery because they own everything.
Indeed.
This beer disappeared from the market, but in 1997, more than 75 years later, Bière de Miel was recreated, quote unquote, in an organic version. The label we use on the bottles is an exact replica. What?
I like the quotes.
The reproduction of the original.
They like put it in quotes, like recreated.
It's been recreated organic.
Does that translate to, yeah, we tried it, but kind of missed, but recreated it.
But he digresses.
Yeah.
This amber beer with strong, pronounced honey aromas has very predictable, a dominating taste of honey. But we cannot catalog this Bière de Miel Bibliothèque in a range of, oh, Lord, sweet beers on the contrary. Wow, there's a lot of French in this.
Yeah, we're doing a Belgian show. We're about to butcher a lot of the language.
I had 3 years honors, so this is really kicking my ass right now. The sugar is organic honey, fully re-fermented in the bottle, creates the beer, not sweet at all, but full of honey aromas and taste. Our choice of strong organic honey types,
yeah,
result in a very particular taste. Oh, that's gonna be tough. A real re-fermentation in the bottle, which continues for a long time in your cellar, make this a really complex beer. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, the Bière de Miel is a bottle condition, like Spoon said, and it contains only water, barley, and wheat, honey, hops, and yeast. A marvelously delicate scent of honey balanced by a dry palate, resulting in a beer that is both estery and refreshing. Refreshing?
Refreshing.
Refreshing. I'm not even drunk yet. I machinery. Beers in machinery. Bière de Miel is brought to you by Brasseur de Pont, makers of Forêt, Moinette, and Saison du Pont.
For those of you new to our show, there's something that I have to bring out here.
Uh-oh.
We're not linguists.
Especially when I butcher the hell out of Belgian beers are probably my favorite style, Spoon.
As long as you recognize the name, I think you're good.
I'm glad they have pretty labels because I'm like, yeah, I want that one.
Well, you know what? If I would have known in high school that learning French would have helped my beer education later in life, I would have paid a lot more attention. But I'm like, yeah, as long as I can pick up a couple girls with a few cute words, you know, who cares?
All I ever wanted to learn in high school in the foreign language classes was like swear words and shit.
While you're wearing your jean jacket with Guns N' Roses on the back?
Not Guns N' Roses, no. More like Slayer back in the day.
Ah, yeah. That's right. Ooh, I like the aroma on this one. It's really sweet.
Wow, it is sweet, but... I'm getting the estery part of it for sure.
It's definitely strong on the honey, which is, they said was very pronounced, but it's definitely sweet. You can smell that right off the bat.
Wow, that's a bottle fermented beer. Holy shit.
Well, that's really good.
It's
a little dry, actually.
It's supposed to be.
Is it really?
Yes, indeed it is, my friend. Indeed it is.
Well, it's drier than I was expecting, I should say.
Sure.
Wow. It's dry on the top. It's wet on the bottom.
Wow. There's some really good carbonation in this beer.
Spoon. Yeah. Well, I really like the head on this thing,
good
too.
Light color to it. Nice head. Yeah.
This is actually beer porn when you're taking
it
pictures.
It is, man. We're doing it in the nice Castile Belgian glasses.
Wow, that
proper glassware for a proper beer, my friend.
That looks really good. This is the perfect picture of Belgian beer if you're looking for one. This poured magnificently. I have to say it's not too bad for a saison. It does come in at 8% ABV.
Yeah, this is a farmhouse ale saison. I get that. It's got that funkiness to it.
A little grassy.
Yeah, exactly.
A little grassy to it. Beer Advocate gives us a B+. And all the shows tonight, all the beers that we were drinking tonight, I did try to find them on Beer Advocate, but there was aliases for them, or they're just...
Right, yeah, they're under different names, yeah.
So stick with Beer Advocate.
They're under different names in different countries, so... Yeah, I like, you know, I started getting the meads and stuff lately, Spoon, so I'm kind of on that honey beer kick right now, so this is perfect.
That is really... Oh, wow.
I love it. Highly recommended.
I like how the honey is just like resting on my palate, though. It's
and one thing I would like to mention, Spoon.
What's that?
Yeah, especially you know to our local listeners, is you know people will think, you know, oh, they're getting all these fancy Belgian beers. I can't get those. You guys have a beer show. You know where I got this?
On Au Contraire, mon frère.
I picked this up along with the other beers for this evening at the Giant Eagle. Got some fine Belgian beers now, brother.
Which one did you get that at? Which Giant Eagle?
The Pine Giant Eagle.
Oh, okay. So if you're on
the 19, Wexford area, I guess.
Yeah, 19 in Wexford. Oh, wow. Which is kind of ironic because our last show we were actually talking about what Giant Eagle is going to do once they start selling beer.
Yeah,
and now
we're buying
beer from them.
And I think it stemmed from that show spoon. After we did that, I was like on the way home from work and I'm like, you know, it's close enough. I have to stop and see it, man. Got to do it. Got to check it out.
Unfortunately, I have issues with that Giant Eagle.
Well, I was impressed with what they had, but it wasn't a huge selection like we're used to. So that disappointed me. But I think to people that aren't as like big a beer geeks as we are, it's a great selection. I mean, we're used to going to a six-pack shop where there's, you know, 400 beers or 600 beers. Giant Eagle has nowhere near that.
Right.
Well, but they do have some nice...
Actually, speaking of Giant Eagle and beers, I was wondering if you had this at the Market District. That's the first big one that was selling beer in Pittsburgh. So I was curious if you were at that one or if you started to go to the other ones. I didn't realize that. I knew Pine.
Yeah, the Pine was like close to home for me, so I just stopped, you know,
and
on the way.
I got to vent for a second. I have serious issues with the Pine Giant Eagle, and if the general manager's listening, yeah, grab onto your teddy bear, bitch. So I go in there. It's New Year's Eve. I go in there. I have the family with me. I'm like, Leshy, I just want to pick up a couple beers for tonight. And she was cool with that. I go in there. I'm like, oh, okay, this is decent. It's a very small selection, but it's a good selection. And I'm looking around.
They do have a lot of the Big Brother beers.
Yeah.
More so than the craft beers. But again, they have a nice selection.
I did see the Belgians, which impressed me. Because that was very cool to see from them. Unfortunately, though, I had a small incident happen. Now, as some of you know, I have a side site called humpdayhappiness.com.
It's not porn.
It's beer porn. It's beer porn every Wednesday, hump day, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So I was in there, and I was like, oh, I'm going to take some pictures, and I'm going to write a review of the Pine Giant Eagle because I had already done one for Market District. So I'm in there, and there's nobody else in there. Like, there's the person working the register. Nobody else buying beer. So I'm like, oh, all right. I take this chance, and I'm taking pictures with my BlackBerry. Take a couple pictures of bottles. I get a picture of the layout and everything. And I turn around, and there's the general manager staring at me. And he's talking to the guy at the register. I'm like, what?
He probably didn't believe you were 21.
I barely look like I'm older than 21. Jesus, I'm 33. But hey, that's great news, though, if I do look young.
Yeah, right on, bro.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. It's no big deal. He just might be talking to him. So I go over. I'm looking at the beers. I'm picking them up and I'm reading them. And I bring them up and everything. And then I see him motion over. And he brings the deli manager over there, over to the register. They both stare me down the entire time, watching what I'm buying, how I'm paying for it. They watch me pull out my ID. They're talking to the guy at the register the whole time. The guy's staring at me.
Wow.
And then they're whispering like, pss, pss, and pointing at me when I went back over to grab one more bomber.
Wow.
I'm like, what the hell is this? So I'm not.
Maybe they were training the other two.
If you don't want me in there taking pictures, post a sign that says, do not take pictures of our beer selection or whatever. That's fine. Or at least say, hey, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Because
on.
If he was like, oh, hey, you have a beer blog, that's cool, you know, whatever. Yeah, but yeah. No, he glared at me. This slick back haired motherfucker with glasses, tall, lanky guy, and like 70s bad Burt Reynolds mustache staring at me like, hey, what the hell's going on over here? And brings over the goddamn deli manager, whatever. I could be wrong. Something else could have been going on. But he was staring at me and pointing at me. So you know what, buddy? Fuck you.
Wow. You know,
and that's all I got to say.
I haven't had a rant on this show for a very long time.
So besides these beers, don't go to the Pine Giant Eagle.
Attaboy, Spoon.
Unless you're desperate.
Yeah, you know, that aside,
unless
they do have a
good selection.
Unless
you want to be treated like, so. You know, like...
Well, dude, it's in Pine.
Unless you're on the list.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's it. Maybe we're on the list.
Yeah.
Maybe he knew we were bitching about him or whatever. Anyways, you could have been nice to me. You could have asked me a question instead of staring at me, but you didn't. So screw you, buddy. But I'm sticking with Market District.
Even on that note, dude, you just kind of reminded me when I was there, an older gentleman came in there with his son. He's like, oh, look, all these beers, you know, and he was looking at, you know, Miller Lite, Bud, Coors.
Right.
And he goes over to the craft beer selection and goes, what's this shit?
Oh.
I was like biting my tongue.
These are the people we need to reach.
Well, that kind of, you know, goes to show you the kind of people, the mix you're going to get. At the grocery store selection.
Here's what you do in that situation. This is for everybody out there. If you hear somebody say this.
Don't be a dick. Educate.
Don't be a dick, yeah. Give them a hug. pat him on the back and say, it's okay. You don't understand.
Wow.
And then explain to them why this beer is good.
I think there would have been a brawl at Giant Eagle if I would have hugged that dude.
If that manager was behind the counter, we'd been scrapping.
And that's a little creepy.
I would never have attacked anybody, especially with my family. Actually, my kid would probably have been like, go, daddy, yeah!
Fucking A.
Go craft beer!
Speaking of daddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of daddy.
Nice segue, huh? We got to get a few shout-outs here, man.
So, first of all, everyone knows T-Spoon was born.
Congrats to you again. How old's T-Spoon now?
He's, let's see, date that we're recording. He's actually pushing 11 months right now.
Nice.
Already, I know. Paradox, Meat Shield, had a kid.
Yeah, our SIDT bouncer just had a baby.
Yeah, well, actually, he had one a while ago. I think he's 6 months now.
He had a whale.
His poor wife. His wife, God bless her.
If you don't know Meat Shield,
you should.
He's about...
Not about 9,000 feet tall, but yeah, he has a son too, so there's another kid.
Yeah, and he has a blog called thesizeoflife.com.
Definitely go check that out.
Yeah.
It's for people with the big people.
Yes.
Tall and big.
Yes.
Whereas Thornton Mellon calls him tall and fat.
Tall and fat and that.
Which I can't say anything because I...
Yeah, good friend of ours, so check it out, sizeoflife.com, and congrats again to him. And we have a new daddy.
We have a brand new daddy, and I know he's a listener of the show, so this is your moment in fame.
Jim Hicks.
From Erie Brewing Company.
Congratulations, brother.
He also had a Jackson.
Nice.
So we got two Jacksons.
Cheers to that, bro.
Yeah. We'll cheers the Jacksons out there.
Wow.
His spelling is a little bit different. But I've seen quite a few for him, and I'm waiting for actually Jim to get back to me to tell
it's
me how he
fitting,
came up with it.
It's kind of fitting since Jim's a jack off.
Ooh. But yeah, Jim.
Love you, Jim.
Congratulations,
congrats,
buddy.
Brother.
Another beer member has been born into society.
Yeah, no doubt.
So yeah, it's been the year of babies, and also I guess within the past
I probably had a couple last year. I don't know.
We'll find out in 18 years when they come asking for tuition.
Yeah, right on.
But yeah, between the whole Yinz team, there's been something like 8 kids born in the last 18 months.
Not because of the Yinz team. They're not like having orgies and shit.
No. We all have significant others outside of Yinz.
Although that could be a plan.
You better watch out for...
Pittsburgh Yinzer tweet up orgy.
You know what? I'd watch out for DJ Lunchbox from the Wrestling Mayhem show.
Yeah.
If kids come out clotheslining each other, you know they're his.
He's fond of the donkey punch.
So congratulations to all the dads out there.
Yeah, definitely. You're talking about new dads and kids, and I had to throw in Donkey Punch in there.
All right, so this, back to this beer.
Yes.
I like this. It's very smooth, very honey.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really get a lot of the honey at first until it warmed up a bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it became more prominent.
And this is a lesson, too, for a lot of you new guys that are trying these beers. I mean, your beers don't have to be 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, do not. This is they recommend doing this spoon at cellar temperature, which is basically just short of room temperature.
So unless you're...
By definition, depending on where you're at, if it's 75 degrees in a room, you don't want it at room temperature.
What's the guy's name, Buffalo Bob or whatever? Lotions the skin?
If he puts the lotion on his skin, or else it gets the hose again.
If you're that guy, you might have a meat cellar. For the rest of us in the society, you know the temperatures of your basement.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, 55 degrees, somewhere around in there, give or take.
The reason why Coors Light tells you to make sure that it's frozen is because...
So you can't taste the shit.
Basically.
Yeah.
Don't believe that whole, when the Mountain Rockies are blue, it's perfect tasting. Well, it is, because you won't taste how bad it is.
You know, the tap water from Colorado was blue.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, brother. Cheers, man. Let's finish these beers.
Cheers.
Rinse the glasses.
We got to watch it because we're doing this right over my laptop.
No, cheers. No, we're a fucking brand new laptop. All right, Spoon. You ready to try beer number two for the evening?
Oh, absolutely. Dude, I'm getting thirsty. Let's do this.
Yeah, me too, man. I don't know. I hope that honey beer doesn't like taint the palate for the next beer.
We cleansed our palate, so hopefully it's been cleansed
enough.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, we'll see.
I ate an aardvark, so I should be good.
Wow. All right. Our next beer is Scaldus Refermenti. Did I say that right, Bruno?
Scaldus Refermenti, jackass.
He called you a jackass.
You don't have to call me a jackass, Bruno. Jeez.
Dude, you're getting it from all over the place right
now.
Oh,
God.
Bruno. Jackass.
Yeah. Stop calling me
jackass.
Hey, stop.
Jackass.
That's enough, Bruno.
Jackass.
I know I'm a jackass. Jeez. All right, let me redeem myself. Scalde rifermenti.
Fucme in the guapas.
What?
I just told you to... Never mind. Just read it.
All right. All right, yeah. This, the Scalde rifermenti, has, it's actually been brewed expressly to celebrate their 75th anniversary of the creation of the world-renowned Scaldi.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, that beer right there.
Shoot your eye out, kid.
Like Scaldi, it's deeply aromatic with notes of praline, caramel, and vanilla, and richly flavored. Then, thanks to a fine dosage of yeast, Scaldi Refermente undergoes a natural refermentation, which is, you know, bottle fermentation, that further deepens its complexity and fullness of body, making it ideal for cellaring. Well, we're not doing that. We just bought the damn thing, but, you know, I should have bought two, I guess. All this really is, it's a refermented version of their classic Scaldi Amber Ale. So I'm actually looking forward to trying this one, Spoon. All right, Spoon, what do you think of the aroma of Scaldi?
I'm not getting much off the aroma on this one.
No? It's an amber ale. I'm guessing, I'm assuming this is going to be a yeasty version of an amber ale, obviously.
Tits and ass.
Cheers, bro. I get a malty aroma from that.
Oh, wow. Holy shit, that's good. God damn. Wow, it definitely tastes the alcohol in it.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
But it's not very strong.
I don't think I mentioned that. This is a Belgian quad.
It's 12%.
If you're not familiar with the word quad, it just pretty much means basically, yeah, it's a higher alcohol Belgian beer.
Holy Jesus.
So have your double, your triples, and your quads.
My Lord, Jesus just punched me in the face.
Jesus just punched me in the face. He does that to me every day, Spoon.
It's actually imported by a company up in Cooperstown.
Yeah, this beer comes in, like Spoon said, at 12% ABV. And on Beer Advocate, it gets an A-, which I agree with.
That's a little bit of a humdinger.
Wow.
That's really good.
This is like one of them beers where, you know, you're having regular beers, and then you upgrade to this one, and then all of a sudden you're drunk. It's one of those kick you in the ass
beers. I'm taking the end of it.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. I love this beer. It's got a lot of malt backing to it.
How much did you pay for this?
Like $12, I think.
At the Giant Eagle.
At the Big Bird, yeah.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe it's only $12. That's really good.
Well, you know, me and Belgian Spoon, I mean, yeah, $12 sounds like a lot for a beer to a lot of people, but I love Belgian beers, so $12 to me for a good Belgian beer, whatever.
Yeah, but $12 for a Belgian beer in Pennsylvania is actually really inexpensive.
Don't get me wrong. This beer in another state's probably about $6, but...
You know. I mean, it is a 750 milliliter, which is still not bad for $12. This is going to tune your ass right up.
But, you know, me being the beer geek, I would not drink this strictly to get drunk. It's an added bonus, my friend.
It's an added bonus when you could drink a delicious beer and get hammered.
It's a great beer. It's got a great malt backing to it. Yeah, you get some hops in there.
I get a little bit of hops from this. There's actually quite a bit of malt that I'm really enjoying with this. The fact that there's an amber ale that's got this much alcohol in it. I mean, it's a quad. But
yeah, it's a Belgian quad.
But the fact that they were able to do this, oh, my God. For you noobs out there, or even for you guys that are kind of seasoned veterans, definitely go out and pick this one up.
If you like a maltier Belgian-style ale.
Which I do.
This is definitely it.
Because I think a lot of people are put off by Belgians when they first try them because they think that they're too sweet.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people...
It's like a citrus sweet.
I think a lot of people start out with the farmhouse ales,
okay,
as far as the Belgian style, and they get that impression all across the board that, okay, every Belgian ale is a farmhouse ale. And that's not true.
I think there's an Ewok swimming in mine.
Wow, dude, you're picking shit out of the suds. What's up?
It's awesome. I love this. It's like a new treat. It's like when you go dipping for those ducks at the...
Wow.
When you're at the carny. Well,
what the hell kind of a reference is that?
I haven't drank in a while.
That's funny.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a well-presented bottle, too. I love the artwork on this.
Wow, this is fantastic.
It is. And you know what? I will actually return to the Giant Eagle. I'm going to buy probably maybe one or two more of these and sell them.
Just watch out for the guy that's working there.
Dude, I'll hit him over the head in the bottle. You know me.
Oh, I know you would.
I'll crush him.
I had my family with me.
I will kill him.
Unless you would have drop-kicked his ass. That's really, wow, that is fantastic, though.
See, now that I said that and they listen to the show, they're every guy comes in there like, dude, is that him?
Is that him?
Is that the guy? Is that him?
We heard you on Should I Drink That? Are you
Call security. Is that him? Is that him?
Go ahead. I'm not going back.
Go to the photo section of shouldidrinkthat.com. Put me on the wall in the back room, the employee lounge.
If you have a guy that comes in looking like a priest, take him out. Make sure you get the right one, though.
If you see a Satan-worshipping-looking motherfucker, it's Puppy. Yeah, no doubt, bro. Working for a living. Wow, I think I just quoted Dewey Lewis. What the fuck is wrong with me? Working for a living. Might have to put that clip in here now, just to get in all our listeners' heads.
Working for a living, living and I'm working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
It's karaoke night on SIDT. Kill it. Thank you.
I love Huey.
God.
He made Back to the Future what it is.
He should die in a fire.
No, I saw him in concert once at Three River Stadium. They served free chicken.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was free chicken day.
See, he had to entice his fans by giving away free goddamn chicken. That's
horrible. It was Huey Lewis, Chuck Berry, and somebody else, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
The leftovers.
It was free chicken down on the field at Three Rivers. It was like an 85
or something like that. That's actually
pretty sad. It was good chicken.
God, Lord.
It's just, you know, the barbecue grills.
I think we're digressing.
Yeah.
Let's stick with the beers.
What were you saying before I interrupted you? Sorry.
I don't know. It's something about working for a living.
Living and a working. I'm taking what they give me because I'm working for a living.
I just want a new drug. That's all I'm saying.
Don't make me. Our good friends over at Flying Dog are going to be on Food Network.
Is that a good thing? I guess it is for them, but...
Well, they're going to be on Unwrapped, which if you've never watched Food Network, Unwrapped kind of goes behind the scenes of how food's made, how certain things were made. So the fact that craft beer now...
Is the host that's still that DJ, that Mark Talk 20 DJ, Mark Summers? Yeah.
Yeah, from...
I'm old, so that's weird.
From Double Dare.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that Nickelodeon thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has a really cool show. I enjoy watching it because you get to see behind the scenes on how a lot of stuff's made, like popular mainstream things.
When I had cable, I actually watched that show. It's kind of cool.
But the fact that he's now doing something on beer, craft beer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's huge.
Especially with Flying Dog.
Not just like Budweiser, Coors, Miller, whatever that other bullshit is. He's doing fucking Flying Dog. That's killer.
I do respect them for actually taking the time to actually go to a craft brewery and not the crap brewery.
Now, from what we've been reading, they're going to focus on Snake Dog, but they won't tell us much more.
Well, Snake Dog is their IPA.
Yeah. They're not talking too much more about Snake Dog. They're just saying that they did this. They posted pictures on their blog, flyingdognews.com.
Don't they call it their resident hot monster that slaps you in the face with flavor or some shit?
So they're not saying too much about what's going on because they want you to watch this episode. And as soon as we find out when it's going to be aired, we'll let you know. You have to check this out. Craft beer is making mainstream on Food Network.
And Spoon, you have to like tape this for me or put an MP4 or something because I ditched my cable.
Dude, I rip shit off my DVR all the time.
Awesome. Please do.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it's just time for another beer, man. But hey, Spoon, before we do that, what's your final take on the Scaldi Reefer Menthe?
Oh, this is fantastic. I love the fact that it's an amber.
It's malty. I get some hop kick to it. I'm not sure what hops are in this, but...
Yeah, I'm not getting much
I get the blend of it. I can see that. I can smell it, actually, and taste it. So
the fact that there's a quad amber just blows my mind.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. If you have the chance, definitely go out and buy one of these. You said it's, what, like roughly $12?
Yeah, around $12.
It's definitely worth the money.
In Pennsylvania, it's $12. It's probably $6 or $8 somewhere else. Yeah.
God bless you, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we're going to finish our beers here and take a breather.
Hey, this is Dr. Tiki from TikiBarTV.com, and here's a quick recipe for you. 2 parts gin, 1 part cranberry juice, 1 part olive oil, splash of bitters, 2 shakes of pepper, a splash of Tabasco, a hit of Worcestershire sauce, and a shot of scotch. Ale, of course. Should I drink that? Hell no, and neither should you.
Hey, Puppy, while I get ready to open this next one, here's a jam for you.
Yeah, brother. We can dance. We want to leave your friends behind.
Cause the friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to. We can go da-da-da. When it takes 13 from after this fall, there's a little midget dancing in my yard. Singing.
You can dance. You can dance.
All right, so you like that? There's a crazy ass whore dancing around with a midget with
men without hats. That's such an '80s reference, man.
All right, sick puppy. So we're here with the final beer of the evening.
Yeah, sorry about our age, man. We're old.
Look at that.
That was a great trip down memory lane, though. Holy shit!
Most of our listeners, if they haven't left by now, they're about to.
Yeah,
they're going. My God, these guys are freaking old.
I think the only thing we didn't include was aha.
I'm not going to do it.
Great video. I'm just saying.
That was an awesome video. Yeah. That was an awesome video for the time.
It was groundbreaking.
It was. It was kick-ass animation.
Oh, put a bullet in my head. Let's do the last beer, bro.
All right. So we're going to have to go to
Bruno.
Bruno.
He called me a jackass. I don't know if I go to Bruno again.
I think we have to. Bruno, what is the final beer of the evening?
Fuque-me in the guapas.
What?
What?
The hell did you just say?
Jackass.
Say it again.
Moinette blonde.
That's not what you said before, but that one will work because that's what we're drinking, the last one. The Moinette blonde is a top fermentation beer with the re-fermentation in the bottle.
Yeah, so it's basically a secondary re-fermentation where they put it on the yeast, and then when they bottle it, they add more yeast to the bottle to let it re-ferment once again.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So ever since its creation in 1955, which, sick puppy, trivia question for you, September 5th, 1955. That's the day that time travel was made possible.
Wow, that's just wrong.
The flux capacitor.
Damn nerds.
It's all about Huey Lewis, baby.
This is their showpiece, though, dude.
This beer is considered as the showpiece, as sick puppy just said, of the brewery DuPont. On the Belgian market. For centuries, the region where the brewery is situated was pretty swampy. So the name Moinette was linked to the Moinette region. Wow, my French really sucks.
Yeah, here's the butchering of the Belgians discussed earlier.
This next part's going to be rated as Yinzer.
Wow.
In a village of troops existed also a mill. And a since de la Minonne, both belong to DuPont dynasty. Well, that switched to Yinzer to French. Originally named, wow. You know what? There's a bunch of
Abbé
French
de
shit.
La
We're not going to read this.
I got that one. It's Abbé de la Minonne.
Was used for this beer, but since 1980, the name Minonne.
Moinette.
That's what I said. Has become a commercial name. Coppery blonde with many fine hop aromas. The Minonne Blanc.
Moinette Blanc is a very refreshing beer, thanks to its subtle balance between sweet, bitter, and fruity. The selection of our yeast gives the beer a typical aroma and taste.
Moinette Blonde.
See?
Yeah, thanks, Bruno.
Shut up, Bruno.
Jackass.
Dickhead.
It's a real fermentation in the bottle, which, you know, continues for a long time. If you want to cellar this beer, it's a perfect one to do that with.
So for people that are listening, what makes a good beer to cellar? Like, what are the conditions for cellaring a beer?
I think right off the bat would be anything. It's if you're not familiar with cellaring, if you want to try it, anything high alcohol,
okay,
is a great beer to cellar.
All right, that makes sense.
IPAs not so much because the hops in the IPAs will fade over time.
But like a double
like
or
a barley wine, the higher or any up Belgian IPA, double, though. Triple. Yeah, it's a great beer to cellar and try a year later.
Or as Bruno would say,
Moinette Blonde.
Shut up.
Fuck you, Bruno.
Shut up, Bruno.
We're not inviting him back, dude.
Moinette Blonde.
Shut up.
Moinette Blonde.
I hate this guy.
Moinette Blonde.
He's a dick.
Moinette Blonde.
Ooh, look at me.
Shut up, Bruno.
I can speak
We're
French.
Pouring these beers.
He love you.
I don't care if you love me. Ooh. Now, see, this kind of looks like the first beer that we had. I have to say, the aroma on this is actually kind of, it's grassy. If that can I say that as a aroma?
Yeah, sure.
Does that qualify? Well,
grassy
here?
Grassy kind of means hoppy, so
it's not really hoppy though. I'm not getting like I know what hops are.
No, I get
I'm not
hops.
Getting hops. I'm getting well. I guess well, grass
when
I, could.
When you get grassy, you should get hops.
Oh, no, it smells.
It's a blonde ale, which is typical of that style.
It smells like
you get the typical blonde ale aroma, Belgian blonde ale,
like day old grass clippings. It doesn't remind me of hops.
No, it smells wonderful, man.
It smells really good. So, Sick Puppy, for the final beer of the evening, cheers here.
Cheers,
buddy.
Brother.
Tits and ass.
We've had kind of a trip down memory lane, but I digress. Let's try the beer.
It's not bad. It's light. It's very light.
That's awesome.
It's a little malty.
So I get more hoppy and that Belgian yeast than
you know
than
what I'm
malt.
Getting from this? What Werther's Original. I'm getting like butterscotch type.
Oh yeah, you should. Yeah, that. I think that comes from the yeast.
Yeah, I'm not getting like crusty old man diapers.
I don't get a lot of malt though, dude. I get the yeastiness of this beer and with the hops, which is to me is a typical blonde.
That's really
a Belgian,
cool,
typical Belgian blonde.
If you let that sit in your mouth for a little bit, the carbonation really kicks up and like it, the head reforms almost in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a great carbonated beer, man. What did this get on Beer Advocate, Spoon?
I believe this was an A-.
Nice. It's 8.5% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, it's an A-.
Bottle conditioned.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, it's an excellent. If you want a typical style of a Belgian blonde,
absolutely,
this is it. This is what a Belgian blonde should be.
This is really good.
Is the Monet
really
blonde?
This.
Yeah. You can get cheaper versions of a Belgian blonde, but I think as far as you know, beer geeky.
Well, you
know, to the style definition, this is it.
If you're starting out and you're going to Giant Eagle and you're trying to find beers, this is
and
actually
and you're willing to spend $12 on this beer.
Yeah, this is actually a really good beer to start with. This is a very good gateway beer.
Yeah,
actually, not
it's
only
one pint,
just gateway.
9.4 fluid ounces. It's not you're not buying a 12-ounce.
It's 750 milliliter, right? Yeah, 750 milliliter. But yeah, that's the thing that I like about that is the fact that you know Giant Eagle does offer some of these gateway beers, which also the seasoned veterans can go in and appreciate. But yeah, I have to admit that I really enjoy this. And you know, we're doing all this talk about PA beers and you know what we can get at Giant Eagle. Unfortunately, our friends down in Maryland are having a problem right now where Maryland's
beer
trying,
tax, yeah, motherfuckers.
They're trying to do like a liquor tax, beer tax. And you know, they tried this once before and it didn't work. And a lot of the stuff that was in this article really bugs the hell out of me. Now,
and
we will have links to this. This
and
actually
he,
came
he
from
also
the Baltimore
made
Sun.
Some great points as well.
This article did come from the Baltimore Sun, and reading some of this, I swear to God, just chaps my ass. Everyone always thinks you could tax alcohol, and now, are you ready for this?
The whole sin tax thing pisses me off anyway. If we tax it, less people will drink. No, you're going to make them poorer because they still drink.
Exactly. That's the whole thing is they think that this is going to curb drinking. No, it's not. It's not going to fucking do that. Who the hell makes up that idea? What thing in your head shoots up that
Don't
pistol?
Don't get
that
me
goes,
started political shit. Oh. I can answer that, but I digress.
A similar bill advocating a 5-cent increase failed to pass last year, and supporters acknowledged that there will be an uphill battle to pass this one. Which should be right. Why the fuck do you people keep doing this to us?
It's going
to
be an uphill battle because our politicians don't listen to their constituents.
Now, you've been hearing that there is no way an alcohol tax can pass, said Vincent DeMarco,
it's
president of the Maryland Citizen.
Oh, dude, it's not even that that pisses me off. It's they're pushing vending machines for wine.
This guy
pisses me off.
This guy's job title is president of the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative. What the fuck is that?
A socialist program that I won't talk about on this show.
Now here we go. Comparing,
I digress.
Comparing the effort with an earlier successful campaign to increase the tax on cigarettes. Just as the tobacco industry fell, the alcohol industry will fall.
It doesn't make me quit. It makes taxes better for the government.
What the hell does tobacco got to do with drinking?
Well, it does syntax, go hand in hand. I'll give them that. Yeah. It's a whole syntax.
The whole syntax thing is bullshit. If you want to try
taxation without representation.
If you want to try bringing prohibition back, you know, go ahead and try it because you're going to fucking lose. Because I'm going to be on.
Yeah, we all
I'm
know how well that went the first time.
Butt
right?
ass naked on Capitol steps with a goddamn American flag and a craft beer in my hand saying, fuck you.
Wow, man. Spoon is ranting more than
I'm
Sick
Puppy. I'm pissed about
this
shit.
This is awesome.
Public health advocates are rallying behind a 10-cent per drink increase in Maryland's alcohol tax to protect programs that could fall victim to the next round of state cuts needed to avoid a projected $2 billion budget shortfall.
Well, to the people that think, oh, it's only 10 cents, whatever. It starts there. Where does it stop?
This shit's, all right. Fucking Honor Auto, of all people, all right.
Yeah, Danny, we're talking locally here, not Philadelphia.
This is Dan Honor Auto, the county executive, whatever the hell his title is for Allegheny County. Started this whole drink tax thing about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Here in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, it was 10% tax, and it was 7% tax. But you know what? Where did that money go? Nowhere. It's just sitting in a fucking fund right now, and he's still collecting this shit. What's he going to use it for? You know what he's going to use it for? Run for goddamn governor, and I'm going to stop his ass. Legally, of course. I'm not going to do anything
stupid.
Yeah,
we live in Pittsburgh. It's not going to happen.
Oh, I'm so pissed.
But I do not want this show to go political, so I'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And this is the key thing in the whole article.
Beer tax is bad. Just please fight it wherever you're
at. In the whole article, this is the main thing that stands out. A coalition of health advocates who support the move said the tax also would reduce alcohol consumption. Bullshit.
Doesn't work. It just makes people poorer.
Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen.
Dude, I have a reputation for being an alcoholic, but I'm not. But alcoholic is not going to go, they raised the tax, I'm not going to drink anymore.
Well, you know what we're going to see. Bubby's going to be out there. He's going to be the naked guy on the Capitol steps raising a fuss over this stuff. This is his home state.
Or our girl Jen on a park bench stranded in Baltimore somewhere and passed out,
But, sir, this whole thing is bullshit.
Any sin tax is bullshit.
Because you know what? These people make so much goddamn money, they don't even notice it. Our
this
tax
whole
double
thing stems from the PCLB, PLCB?
Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board.
Yeah. It was started back in the Prohibition days and should be abolished. It's just a stupid, stupid thing.
But I digress.
I want to rant.
We're drinking good beer.
And by the way, Spoon.
What's up, buddy?
We haven't done a Belgian show for a very long time.
It's because it fucks us up.
We've been working very, very hard, so I think our alcohol tolerance is a bit less these days.
So for those of you that have stayed listening this long.
I love you.
We do have a big announcement coming with the next show.
A gigantic one.
A huge. It's ginormous.
Yeah, we got some great shit coming up for 2010. More so than 2009.
It's going to be awesome.
We are escalating.
So, Puppy, what do you think of this beer here? Final thoughts?
I love Belgian blondes. I love that style of beer. And this is spot
really
on, man.
It's refreshing.
Right to the definition of what a Belgian blonde should be, this is it. If you want a good example of a Belgian blonde.
This is it.
The Monet.
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
Blonde is definitely the style to go to.
And since our good friend Phil from My Life as a Foodie is listening to our show, hopefully. Hey, Phil, if you get this beer, you can turn it in for 10 cents.
California.
Just letting you know.
We know you're all broke over there and shit. But again, politics.
Whatever.
I digress. All right, Spoon. Let's finish these beers, and you want to end this show, man?
Yeah, we got some weed. We're going to go play Drunken Weed.
We got some weed. What?
We do?
No.
Go talk to your neighbor. No, we're going to play some Drunken Weed.
Drunken Mario Kart. That's always fun.
And hey, if you guys do play Mario Kart and you want to play Drunken Mario Kart, we'll try to set up something. Send us the name that you have or your actually
Drunken Driving with SEDT.
Your Mario Kart. Code that you have for your Wii. Both of us own a Wii, so we'll jump on. We'll plan a night. Let us know what your Wii number is, and we'll add
you. Mario Kart is fun, but Drunken Mario Kart is so much better.
Sick Puppy and I played this the first night that he had this. Him and I
got
played
four
it online.
Words for everyone right now.
What's that?
Fuck you, Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road is a bitch.
It's a bitch when you've been drinking.
But let me tell you, playing against us, it's a good time. So let us know what your Wii number is.
Drunks.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I'm just saying.
Team SIDT.
Whoa, nice, man. Well said.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Damn, I'm surprised your lungs could hold that.
Yeah.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
And trust me, three of these beers, if you don't want to get drunk, not a good idea. Just saying. Great beers all around, but you might not want to do them back to back if you don't want to get severely hammered.
But if you're going to a family function, pick up these three and have a good time.
Right on.
All right, man.
We out.
Bitches!
Eat a bullet.